KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have cloudy skies, and yes, we have snow. It's sticking to the road surfaces and grass. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. Snow is sticking to the roads in southwest Iowa. Latest road condition report from 511IA.org on the web shows most of the two-lane roads along and south of Highway 92 are completely covered with snow, while others, including those from Atlantic southward to Highway 92 and portions of Interstate 2980 and Pottawatomie and Harrison counties, are partially covered. For the latest road information, you can go to 511 on your phone or 511IA.org on the web. Remember to reduce your speed, keep your safe distance between you and a vehicle in front of you, and plan ahead. If you're having to travel today, and if at all avoidable, or if you can all avoid traveling, please do so. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers reminds residents of his community that with this winter storm bearing down on us today, citizens of Clarinda should remember that a snow ordinance will be in effect when an accumulation of snow amounting to 2 inches or more falls. The ordinance says no person shall park a motor vehicle or any other apparatus upon the city street of Clarinda that will obstruct the removal of snow when there's been 2 inches or more. Any vehicle or apparatus left on the street in violation of the ordinance may be impounded, and the registered owner subject to a $30 parking fine, not to mention payment of all applicable towing and storage fees before your vehicle or apparatus is released to you. The parking ban will remain in effect until the snow ceases to fall and the streets have been plowed from curb to curb. The Iowa Department of Public Health today reports that as of 8 a.m., 276,943 confirmed cases of COVID-19 statewide since the outbreak began, with an additional 1,471 cases confirmed since 10 a.m. on Monday. There are currently no new deaths to report. A lag in the death report is likely to drive the official year-end total higher. The statewide death toll from the virus stands at 3,745. Iowa DPH reports 114 COVID-19 outbreaks among long-term care facilities. That's 9 less than on Monday, accounting for 4,503 of the current positive cases. COVID-19 outbreaks at long-term care facilities account for 1,138 of the state's total deaths. And health officials say 2,889 patients and staff at those facilities have recovered from COVID-19. Hospitalizations are once again on the rise from 586 Monday to 620 as of this morning. There are 117 patients in an ICU, 6 more than on Monday. 77 were admitted, that's 5 less than Monday. And 67 patients are on ventilators, an increase of 7. Over Monday. Hospitals in western and southwest Iowa say there are 35 hospitalized, 11 in an ICU, 1 was admitted, and 6 people are on a ventilator. A total of 1,346,708 Iowans received their COVID-19 tests thus far. Iowa's average reported positivity rate is 11.8% over the past 14 days. The health department says 233,722 Iowans have recovered from COVID. Here in the KJAN listing area, some of the case amounts includes Cass County with 3 new cases for a total of 1,019. Adair County has 8 more with a total of 591. In Audubon County, there are 4 more for a total of 368. Harrison County has 7 more positive COVID cases for a total of 1,407. Madison County jumped 20 cases to 941. Montgomery County is up 14 to 730. Pottawatomie County is up 23 to 8,107. Shelby County is up 6 to 930, and Union County is up 4 to 1,008. The Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater reports a man from California was arrested last week following a traffic stop on I-80 at mile marker 76. State Patrol stopped a 2016 Mini Cooper driven by 39-year-old David Paul Willitzer of San Diego at around 7:40 p.m. December 24th. After dispatch received numerous calls about a vehicle unable to maintain lanes or speed and that had struck another vehicle near the 22-mile marker. The trooper observed the suspect vehicle cross the center line several times, and the vehicle's speeds did vary. Following the traffic stop and upon further investigation, the trooper saw that Willitzer apparently was shaking his head while the windows in his car were rolled down. He also had an open container of beer in the center console. Willitzer admitted to drinking 2 craft beer and with 6.8% alcohol content each, with a third can in the console about half empty. Based on observations, including his field sobriety test and preliminary breath alcohol content of 0.124, Willitzer was arrested for OWI second offense and cited for open container as a driver, no valid driver's license, operating without a registration, and improper use of lanes. He was transported to the Adair County Jail and released Christmas Day on a $2,000 cash or surety bond. And at around 5:45 p.m. Thursday, 44-year-old Joseph Eric Funk of Fontenelle was pulled over at Highway 92 and Bridgewater Road. The deputy knew Funk was barred from driving, and Funk admitted he knew that was the case, and he was cited for the offense and released at the scene. The Adams County Sheriff's Office yesterday said there have been three arrests and one recent accident. 21-year-old Philip Curran of Corning was arrested around 2:40 a.m. Sunday for OWI first offense. He was taken into custody following an investigation into an accident. He was westbound on Highway 34 at mile marker 63 when he lost control of the vehicle, which rolled into the south ditch. Corning Fire Department personnel assisted Adams County deputies at the scene. At around 4 p.m. Sunday, Adams County Dispatch received a report a vehicle had struck a cow on the road near the Adams-Taylor County line. The driver, 19-year-old Ryan Mater of Corning, was not injured, and the cow was able to walk off under its own power. Late last Thursday morning, Adams County deputies conducted a traffic stop on Highway 34 at Ginkgo Avenue. Upon further investigation, 39-year-old Corey Sanford of Osceola was arrested for driving while barred and speeding. He was transported to the Adams County Jail. And just before 1 a.m. Wednesday, 26-year-old Kevin Anthony Harden of Des Moines was arrested following a traffic stop on Highway 25 in Adams County. Harden was pulled over for having no front headlight. He was subsequently arrested on a Union County warrant for theft. Harden was transported to the Adams Union County line and turned over to the Union County Sheriff's deputies. The Crawford County Sheriff's Department is asking for your help in locating a stolen John Deere 4030 tractor. It's an open cab. The diesel machine was taken sometime between 2 and 3 a.m. Sunday. It has a red fuel cap and an old heat housing unit. Authorities and the family tracked the tractor to an area just southeast of Denison, but then they lost the track, and family says the loss is not only monetary, but it was their father's first tractor. So any help, tips or help you can provide would be greatly appreciated to locate that machine. Contact the Crawford County Sheriff's Office if you have seen or know the location of that tractor. Call 712-263-2146. The Union County Sheriff's Office yesterday said there were two arrests over the weekend. 34-year-old Michael Edward Baker of Creston was arrested Saturday in Creston. He was charged with driving while suspended and possession of paraphernalia, later released on a $600 bond. And Sunday night, 22-year-old Kane Farlow of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center, as we mentioned last hour, on a Union County warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of interference with official acts, along with a warrant for violation of parole. And the Council Bluffs Police yesterday said they were asking for the public's help in locating a woman wanted for violation of probation. Stephanie Mae McNutt was last seen in the Omaha Council Bluffs metro area. She's a white woman, 5 feet 6 inches tall, about 180 pounds. McNutt has brown hair and hazel eyes. Her picture can be seen in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. If you know where she was or have seen her, call Crime Stoppers at 712-328-STOP. That's 712-328-7867. The news was brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.